SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, invites you to celebrate Christmas at the Benedictine Monastery of Einsiedeln in central Switzerland.
The village of Einsiedeln in the canton of Schwyz has a population of only some 8,000. It derives its name from the hermitage of a 9th century monk, Meginrad, who later became known as Meinrad, and who in the year 835 settled at the spot where the abbey stands today. The soil of Einsiedeln was tilled by his labor, enriched by his prayer, and hallowed by his death. For in 861, one icy winter's day, the hermit Meinrad was brutally slain by two ruffians. But his spirit still lives on in the place where he spent nearly 30 years in prayer and solitude. Einsiedeln was soon to become a center of intense monastic activity, and subsequently an important place of pilgrimage. Predictably, this promotion of pilgrimage in the course of time became somewhat tinged with tourism, but nevertheless, up to a quarter of a million pilgrims in the true sense now visit Einsiedeln every year. The building is a magnificent example of Baroque architecture, and its oldest parts date from the late 17th century. The Abbey of Einsiedeln is a living monument to the creative urge of the Baroque age, to a way of life that was based on breadth of outlook, and to a world-embracing religious culture. The abbey houses, among other libraries, an outstanding music collection containing a wealth of 17th and 18th century works. It comprises not only a treasure of manuscripts dating from the period of the great classical composers, but also a number of important works written in the 10th and 11th centuries by members of the abbey themselves. At Einsiedeln, great value has always been placed upon sacred vocal music and the training of the human voice. The monastery plainchant choir, the Schola Cantorum, has been led since 1946 by Father Roman Banvat, an eminent scholar of ancient choral music who has himself transcribed some of the centuries-old music presented in this program. Let us now join the monks of Einsiedeln as they celebrate Matins on Christmas Eve. Originally sung or recited in the early morning, Matins or night prayer is now sometimes celebrated on the previous evening, as is the case in the Einsiedeln Monastery at Christmas. We'll hear the Invitatorium, or invitation to prayer, Christ is born to us, with the first two verses of Psalm 94. The hymn, Christ the Redeemer of all, and the Responsorium, the response, the King of Heaven is born today. The Schola Cantorum of the Monastery of Einsiedeln, celebrating Matins on Christmas Eve. Shortly before midnight, the monks of Einsiedeln gather to celebrate midnight Mass. The Mass opens with a trope, composed by Tuotilo, a gifted 9th-century monk and musician from the Benedictine Monastery of St. Gall in eastern Switzerland. He was a leading innovator of the practice of embellishing the chants of the Mass, a practice which began about the 9th century. Tuotilo was an exceptionally versatile man, proving himself an outstanding silversmith, goldsmith, painter, architect, and teacher, as well as a poet and musician. Some of his creations are still to be seen today among the rare treasures at the Abbey Library in St. Gall, which ranks among the finest in Europe. We hear Twatilo's famous Christmas trope, "We must sing of the Holy Child." Twatilo's Christmas trope, "We must sing of the Holy Child." An even more important innovator of church music in the 9th century was Notker, a fellow monk of Twatilo's from St. Gall. Notker, who in ironic self-mockery called himself Notker Balbulus, Notker the Stammerer, has been acclaimed as the first great poet and composer from what today is Switzerland. It was he who further developed the original sequence of the Gregorian chant, this typical flowering of the last syllable of the Alleluia into a passage of several notes known as the melisma, by turning it into short stanzas, actually replacing the word Alleluia. Thus, the new sequences may be understood as a musical poetic extension of the Alleluia. In the following sequence, Natus ante saecula, born before the ages, Notker hails the birth of Jesus.
Natus ante saecula, tibi filius invisibilis in terminus, per crede
Natus ante saecula, the famous Christmas sequence by Notker Balbulus. The midnight mass at the monastery of Einsiedeln ends with the singing of the communion psalm in splendoribus, in the glories of the saints. The communio, sung while the congregation is lining up for the communion, establishes the connection between the bread of the word and the sacrament.
Thank you.
You've just heard Christmas at Einsiedeln, celebrated by the Monastery Plain Chant Choir, the Schola Cantorum of Einsiedeln in central Switzerland. Narrator and producer was Lance Shannon. Christmas at Einsiedeln was a feature production in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation series Musica Helvetica.